Thanks, Vic. Well, DeQuell, after grinding hard throughout the week in the classroom and on the field, how did the team respond in practice?
I think we had a good week of practice so far, but it always comes down to what you do on Sundays. We always got to go out there and play the game, but every week, week in and week out, guys are putting in the work they need to, necessary to win the game. This week, I got a good feeling the tides will turn in our favor. We're just a play or two away, so I feel good about it.
Over the course of these 2 weeks, Browns fans have seen this defense be extremely disruptive, bring a lot of pressure. Just talk about the mindset that you guys had coming into the season.
Yeah, we want to smother teams that come in our house and play. This year, we focused a lot on turnovers, you know, creating turnovers and points allowed. If you can keep an offense out of the end zone, your odds of winning goes tremendously up. And right now, you know, we got a lot of young talent on this team, and we want to use it to our advantage.
You mentioned at the end of training camp when the 53-man roster was set that you didn't care about how many rookies was on this team. If you're called upon, you got to be ready to play. So far, how impressed have you been with this rookie class defensively?
Yeah, we've had a lot of guys show a lot of good things for us. For instance, Craig Robertson and LJ Ford, you know, from the defensive standpoint. They were undrafted guys. They came in. They didn't know whether or not they would make the team. But those guys have been in starting roles at one point or another. They've been working extremely hard on and off the field. And, you know, a lot of people talk about how young we are. I think at times we can use it for our advantage, you know, with the youth and the energy that we carry.
Now this weekend, you guys are gearing up to face another tough opponent in the Bills. Just looking at running back C.J. Spiller, what does this guy bring to the table, and what do you guys as a unit have to do to keep him in check?
You have to always know where he is on the field. He's extremely a difficult matchup. You know, a lot of times they create space for him by lining him in receiver positions, lining him wide, you know, with screens, obviously, and also handing the ball off to him. So this year he's leading the NFL in rushing. He's having a great year with Fred Jackson obviously being out. So right now they're coming into the building rolling, and we have to do a good job defensively of stopping him and containing him.
DeQuell, what challenges do you face as a unit when the Bills' offense empty out the backfield and they spread their receivers wide?
They create a lot of space for the dual threats. You know, you got Stevie Johnson there and also the running backs. They create matchup problems for teams in the past, but they tend to run an unconventional style of offense. They spread you out. They run the ball. They spread you out. They run boots. So their game plan is to open you up as a defense and hit you right down the mouth. So if we understand how they're trying to attack us, I think we'll be fine.
And just from studying the film, what did they improve on from week one? Because they look like a totally different team against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, they're working well together from the offensive line to the quarterback. The receivers are catching the ball. The running game has been effective for them. So anytime you get that running game going, it makes the quarterback's job easier and also the O-line. But they've done a tremendous job of not giving up sacks. You know, Fitzpatrick, he's been doing a great job of getting rid of the ball, and it counters the pressure that you get. So he's done a good job with that. We just got to understand how they're trying to attack us come Sunday and be ready for whatever they got to throw at us.
And lastly, DeQuell, you guys get another opportunity as a team to get better, and it starts Sunday against the Buffalo Bills. How excited are the guys in these locker room for Sunday?
We're excited to get a W, man. It's about time to win some games around here, and it starts with Buffalo.
DeQuell, thank you for your time, and good luck.
Thank you.
Back to you, Vic.